We're holding Kuf Nun Vav Va'id Be'ed Al-Bir Shainas. Rabbi Shad, did you double check? Or?
Yeah,
Kuf Nun Vav. Okay. Yeah. Pachas Lameach. Va'id. So, let's briefly describe. He's speaking, he was speaking about Matzazu Shanachlim, Marazu, and he asked about Dalet Koisis. Why is there no mention of Dalet Koisis over here in of the Inyanim we're eating? So, he explained that it's a Tekanas Chachamim, and he explains first of all what's the Pshat Kenegadal Lishonis of Geula. It was Mitukin. We've seen two Pirushim that he recaps, and he's going to have more Pirushim, many Pirushim on these Dal Lishonis. Like we said before, then these things are never serious. For instance, and let's take a look. Let's look at other things also. When a person, when you read a book about why a certain war happened, the economic reasons are valid, the political reasons are valid, the social reasons are valid. We don't have a steerer. They all can be right. They're all parts of the puzzle. All parts of the picture. When we're dealing with Kodesh, there's a kalvach. It's achas kama v'kama. From the same hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning the world in different ways, so many different inyanim come out. So if the geula has four stages in it, or four different branches, then it's going to be true in many, many different areas. It'll be true mitzad the Shibud itself, like I said before. It'll be true mitzad the Geula. It'll be true different ways, and therefore all these inyanim, it's sometimes because of the ribui of things that are said, we take it lightly. We say, well, on these four lashonis, there's four, five, six pshatim in the Maral. It seems as if it's just kind of shooting off pshatim. But the answer is the contrary. Any pshat that makes sense, that's al derech emes in these inyanim, is emes. And the fact that they click together in a way that's parallel into the four lashonis means that it's the same type of mahalach. So just like when we'll describe why a certain country went to war, we'll describe the poor economic conditions, we'll describe the lack of leadership, we'll describe the military strength they had, and we'll say, okay, all these issues together combined, this is also lahavdil, this is the way we understand it. And this and over here it's be'etzel like that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga goes off in different directions, and all of these inyanim split along those same lines, then they're all emes. So he says, "Va'oid be'elo arba l'shenis shegula pirish acha v'hu zeh for bi'arne etzav yitzena shem yatchazak zonet tuya ki Yisrael loy mishabod mitzrayim mitzad Yisrael ve'atzmam mitzad amelach ha'moishel." So there were two inyanim. When one nation is subject to another nation, there are sometimes it's because the first nation doesn't have what it takes to run itself. It's be'etzem an inferior nation. It's a nation that's lacking something. Sometimes the nation itself is fully capable of running itself. The other nation is a very dominating nation and overcomes other nations. So yesh am shor lishirin tzar atzman shim am shof vedal yesh am she'in ruyim mitzar atzman shim shabadim. It's just that the one running him is strong and overpowers them. By Yisrael, both were true. Imitzad Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael before Yetzias Mitzrayim were not fully a nation. In other words, they did not have a defined mitzias. Having an eretz lenachla gives you a certain definition, and on a natural level for sure. And the fact that Klal Yisrael also mitzad the dashkocha, it says ba'ancha al yingoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu associates nations with place. And therefore, since Klal Yisrael had not had its own place yet, it was only there b'koyach, not b'foil. If I can give a little bit of a mashal, just like a woman that has an Uber, and the Uber is called Uber Yerech Imo, one of the things is the Uber does not have his own space. He doesn't have a metzias in the world. His mother has a metzias, and he's in his mother's metzias. So Klal Yisrael never had a metzias as a klal. They were in Mitzrayim, and that's it. So Klal Yisrael in itself was a nation that was lacking in the maila and the ability to have its own metzias. The ke'iloy eved yilid bayis the Mitzrayim. They were born avadim because they were born without their own metzias. Their metzias that they had was a metzias of being an eved. They never were born as people with their own tzura, their own metzias. Ve'im mitzad par rasha she'misoyer aleihem b'kor kol l'shabbat b'hem. You always bore Mitzrayim. I will take you out of the position of being an eved to somebody. When you have someone is being attacked by an outsider, I say I will save you from a certain fate. But if you yourself, this is who you are, be'etzim, then it's lemosha. Let's say somebody is chas v'sholom, might be blind by something, and I say I saved you from going blind. If a person is born blind, but I can do something to make him see, I don't say I saved you from being blind. Really, what I'm going to say is I made you into a seeing person. So the first one is the sivlis Mitzrayim. Is something which what says Hosai means Kadosh Baruch Hu takes you out of being simply the bearer of Mitzrayim. The word sevel means not in this not so much suffering as much as your metzias is you are the bearer of Mitzrayim, and v'itzaltes hadasa means you're your own person, except that you're being enslaved. Something is doing bad to you, and I'll take you away from it. Omno. So those are two dargis. One is the atzmius of avdus. One is the shibud milamala. Omnam vigaalti hiyotzo mishus acher. Vigaalti is when something comes out of the rishus of the other, and this is we saw before, and we spoke about it. She'ad kan lo hiskei rak asoras asev avdus. So it's another darga in terms of what's your effect. So let's give the mashal. Imagine some weight is sitting on something else. You have something that is a sponge, and you have a weight on top of it. Imagine you have a plant that's growing, and you put something on it that sort of bears down and doesn't let it grow. So that's a certain shibud. That's avdus, that shibud, where you're pressing it down. There's another example where I have a tube around it, and it can grow, but ad kan. As long as it's going to, wherever it'll grow, it'll still be within something else. Being b'shus Mitzrayim means that Klal Yisrael can never become themselves, because whatever it is, they're always within the context of something. They're always a mashakon evet kanarabo. Forget about all the avlis of avdus, the hardship and so on. Dayenu, the halacha mashakon evet kanarabo, means that the evet himself never is able to become something, because there's nothing he can build for himself. So this is the next darga up. The minimal darga is that they are pressing us down, and the next darga is that we're not free to grow, to develop. It says, "Lekachom gaalti eschem." I want to be medayik something, and I want to understand it in a certain context. The big picture is that things are the tsura of a thing itself is lacking kefi the dargas of the shibut. So if you have something pressing down on something, if you have, let's take the example, you have a plant growing, you have a weight on it, the plant can't grow, so it'll be a little grass maybe under the weight, so that still is flat enough to sort of stick out, but that's it, it can't grow further. So the weight pressing on it doesn't allow for any tzura to develop, a minimal amount. If you take that away, so now the thing can develop, but kolzman it's berishus, something else, kolzman it's within the context of something else, it's limited, and it's also stunted to some degree. Let's say take that away, what's missing? So I think, this is the nekuda here, Kolzman, it doesn't have the ability, Klal Yisrael doesn't have the ability to be shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's still a lack of its own realization. Moshe Lema Adavadayma, let's say you have a girl who's a shifcha, and you meshacher her, and so on, but unless she has the opportunity to get married, it's not the pshat marriage is a luxury, sort of, okay, you know, this is nice. Now, how about some additions? It's the etzem tzur of the person getting married, and it's interesting because when the Gemara speaks about the problem of chatzi evet chatzi ben chayrin, the losis isha is the problem. In other words, the ability to be able to complete your tzura in a person is a plagufa lotovas and levado. And b'meila, the ability to complete a tzura is in marriage. Klal Yisrael's etzem tzura is not there unless it's in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the v'lokachti eschem lila om is the gemar of that mahalach. It's also not being mechuber and metzurah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is lacking in the etzem mitzius, along the same axis of shibud and so on, because the tzad hashava, the axis we're talking about, is the ability to be self. When we talk about ritzicha is the ultimate crime, because you take away the person's mitzius from the world. Avdus is along the line of Ritzicha, like it says by Esther, the Shlomo HaShverish, that, you know, that the Haman's Gzer is terrible because it's Lahashmid Laharig, and V'ili Lavodim Nimkarin Ol Shvachos, I wouldn't mention it. In other words, it's one darga less. In other words, Apta Avodim Shvachos, I wouldn't have said a peeps, and now, but that he's talking about Lashon HaGabit, that I can't stop. So the pshat is, it's one step underneath it. Yosef's brothers debated between killing him or selling him as an Evet. That was the two options. The way he's explaining it is, it's the same inyan. Ritzicha takes away the entirety of the person. Avdus limits the person, depending on the type of Avdus, to kemat not existing. And therefore, the taking Klal Yisrael out of Avdus is the first step in the realization of self. taking them out of the rishus of Mitzrayim. So even if they're not physical avodim, but they're still limited to the circle of Mitzrayim, means that Klal Yisrael can never find itself as itself. It's still not going to have its own metzias, because it'll always be an autonomous entity within Mitzrayim. And then the third dagger is not being kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that the person doesn't have his own self. Just a simple muscle, kind of. A person, nobody here would say to himself, you know, if I wouldn't have an neshama, I'd still be me, but I'd be missing something very important. Nobody would even say much about that, about a person's koyach of das, of a human being. You wouldn't say, well, you know, a person can say on a specific talent. Even if the talent of doing math problems so quickly was taken away from me, I'd still be me. It's an extra talent. It's a tool extra to me. That we understand. But a person would say, if my das was taken away from me, I would still be me. On that, the Gemara says, "The da ispe ma lespe, the da chasar be ma ispe." There's no such thing. The sham is the same thing. If a person's chelek, because a person declares himself a tzelem elokim, as a guf with a neshama, not having the neshama means that we're missing self. If a person wouldn't have the tzelem elokim, we would feel rightfully that we are not us. So the same thing here also in Klal Yisrael. As long as Klal Yisrael was in the context of Mitzrayim, that's certainly a shibud, because they can't grow out of being a Mitzri. They'll just be a Mitzri, an upgraded version of a Mitzri. And even if they were out of the Rishus of Mitzrayim, but if they never had the ability to be Mischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would still also be, that would also not be the Tzur Klal Yisrael. So you have these four dargis, or keneged, these four nyanim, that are giving the Klal Yisrael into it. Lefika, next paragraph. Kashabaya Royal Etzemagula, Bepesmatsumura, Shazimur Etzemagula. Just like the Matsumura teaches me about the physical gula in a very, you know, in a very, very nuts and bolts way, kind of, this is the Shibur and the Matzah. Bahai Ra Oidbaba Kaises al Madrega Yesal Yaina. Ki Madrega's Gula Zeis. Shahoila Madrega Madrega, Achimagia Madrega Gula Zeis Madrega Yaina. In those, this geula went from the physical expression of it to the deeper expression. Olafikach shebo hayro b'achilas matzah geula b'hayros arba koises lahayros al madrega yoseli yuna sheish the geula. So that's what he says. The understanding of the geula process on a more spiritual level, not only just the nuts and bolts of working hard, not having enough sleep, and not having enough food, But to the diagram of a person being makir himself and so on, that's what you add dalat koises for. Ki achilak mashis po yoise gash min ashtia. Ki amashku dak yoise. Chol dova shu dak yoise roch min agash and doze yoise barbe samach. So, I mean, and this is things you... What a person doesn't eat, especially taking the mashal when eating was food in those days, and wine, drinking was wine. So food... A person has a physical need for it. Wine is something that sets sort of the mood, and a person needs wine for the rafchis hadas and rachvis hadas. It sort of gives the extra part to the person. So Chazal were metakin in yonim of the Torah gave us the golos and gulos taste of matzah mar. Chazal added to it that there's no dimension to it, and that's expressed in Shtiyas Yayin. Kemashku dak yoyis chaldova shudaku yoyis roch min agashim doz yisparuk. Ulefikach ba Shtiyas arba koises amadrega segula sheyis al yoyna yoyisim. Umashe had lashayna segula arba dafki yisparuk besamach. Why four? I'll explain weiter. Ulefikach chilas matzav arba koises bo lahoris amadrega segula shimadrega al madrega. Kicheni achila va Shtiyas a Shtiyas shubimashke in agashim achila. So the general sense, and again, this is the general sense of all of these in Yonim, and he explained before that that's why it's only the Rabbanim, because the Torah deals with the more hard factual realities. We've explained many times that the Torah doesn't tell us philosophical ideas. Something that doesn't have a mahalach and pshat doesn't have an expression in Torah. Torah deals with things that have a physical metzias with deeper inyanim. So matzah and mar are the physical inyanim, and they give us the tam of the gashmias of the galus. Dalet koises give us a sense more of the ruchnis de gegula, the mahalach of gula and ruchnis, and we'll be masbim more betuf tam as we go on, and that's why Chazal added that. Okay, we'll hold it here.